Reconvene for its first session in the new session of the new year. We are a little bit shy of a full deck of cards, so if those members who have forgotten what it's like to come to the floor on time would be reminded gently by their staff and get down to the floor. We have a rules hearing after this meeting, so I'd like to get this underway. We now have a quorum. Secretary will please call the roll.
Onstead, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Sadio, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeChaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Margetts, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropeza, Padilla, Parada, Riley Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Semidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
A quorum is present. Would members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led this afternoon in prayer by our chaplain, after which time, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Dutton.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give thanks for this new year and its new possibilities. Watch over this Senate and all who pass through these halls. We ask your blessing, especially upon the President of the United States and the Congress, the Governor of California, and the members of the California Senate and Assembly. Bless all of our elected leaders with wisdom and insight, and give to them the courage and strength they need to meet the challenges ahead. Amen.
Privileges of the floor. I want to remind everybody that we are not going to be doing obituaries or anything of that nature. Please bring those to the desk and they will be appropriately handled. Introductions for people in the back visiting you from far and diverse places, of course, is always in order. Having said that, we will have our first exception. Senator Batten.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. If I could have a moment of your time and your attention, please. I have the sad duty today to ask our House to adjourn in the memory of the 38th President of the United States, Gerald Rudolph Ford. President Ford was my constituent for 12 years as I was elected to the Assembly and then to the Senate. More than that, though, I'm really privileged to say that he was my friend. We lived very near each other when I was born. Literally, President Ford and my father served in Congress together. We lived in Virginia, and he's knew me all my life. And when I went to run in 1993, when I started running for the Assembly, I went to see him in Rancho Mirage, and I know that he looked at me, and he saw a six-year-old boy. President Ford was a wonderful man, and I just literally today got back from Washington, D.C., where I was at the funeral for the president yesterday. I cannot say anything better than what was said by President Bush, the elder, our current president, Henry Kissinger, Tom Brokaw. He was eulogized in Michigan by President Carter, and they all talked about the fact that he became president in a very difficult time for our nation, that he was really an unwilling president. It was never his plan. He never desired to run for president. And one day he was the minority leader in the U.S. House of Representatives, and suddenly he was the Vice President of the United States, and then real quick after that, he was president. And he made a very strong decision, and I know it's something that we all remember, especially all being in political life. He decided that the best thing to do to get beyond Watergate was to pardon Richard Nixon for any crime or anything to be accused of, so it would never happen, so we'd never see our president go through that. And he knew that because Watergate was such an open wound in the country, that more than likely would cost him his election. And if you remember, the election for president when he lost to Jimmy Carter was very close. It was a very close election, and had he not made that pardon, had he done the political thing instead of the right thing, he would have been elected, he would have been elected president. But he knew that that was wrong, and he made that decision. I did talk to him personally about that, and he never regretted it. He said it was the right thing to do, and that's just the end of that. Henry Kissinger laid out an impressive legacy of foreign affairs accomplishments, from finishing our work in Vietnam and laying down the law with Brezhnev. He's not known for that. He's known for the pardon, but he had a very strong history. He was elected to its Congress in 1948. He served 25 years. 10 of them were the House Minority Leader. He married Elizabeth shortly after his election. They had four children. We know better Ford: Michael, John, Stephen, and Susan. In 1973, he was chosen to replace Spiro Agnew. In 1974, August 9th, he was sworn in as president to succeed President Nixon. He was a very decent man. He was actually, I've got to, fortunately in my life, known a couple of presidents, and I have to say he's one of the most humble people I've ever met in my whole life. He's always there, always a nice word, always remembered everybody. He's just a terrific guy. And I'm sad to say that we've lost him. I am very honored to have the privilege to adjourn our house in his memory. And I would just ask for a moment of silence as we remember our president.
Thank you, Senator Batten, for those kind words, and we will proudly adjourn the Senate in his name. Senator Kehoe, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President.
Members, may we have your attention, please?
Thank you. On behalf of the Women's Caucus, I'd like to invite every member of the Senate to join us tomorrow morning in Senator Romero's office to see Congresswoman Pelosi sworn in as the first woman and the first Californian to serve as Speaker of the House of Representatives. 8:30 a.m. in Senator Romero's office, and we thank you for hosting, Senator.
And we invite all members to please join us. 8:30. Senator Weiland, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Adjourn in the memory.
We are going to withhold on adjournments. No. Well, will you please approach the podium? Thank you. Members, we have a message from the Republican Caucus. Secretary, please read.
Madam President, the Republican caucus reports that Senator Ackerman has been elected Minority Floor Leader. Senator Renner has been elected Chair of the Republican Caucus. Senator Cogdill has been elected Minority Whip. Senator Ashburn and Senator Dutton have been recommended to be elected to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Parada, for what purpose do you rise?
In a similar vein, I'd like to bring up Senate Resolution 7, which is resolved by the Senate of the State of California that the following members are hereby elected to members of the Senate Rules Committee: Senators Ashburn, Cedillo, Dutton, Padilla, and Parada. And I just auditioned for Kip's job, and I don't know how I did, Kip, but I think I got some potential, don't you think?
You did it quite well, but the Secretary will read anyway. SR 7. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 7 by Senator Parada relative to election of members of the Senate Committee on Rules.
Ask for an aye vote.
Secretary, any discussion or debate? Secretary, please call the roll.
Onstead. Ackerman. Aye. Alquist. Aye. Ashburn. Aye. Batten. Aye. Calderon. Aye. Cedillo. Cogdill. Aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Aye. Correa.
Aye.
Cox. Aye. Denham.
Aye.
DeChaney.
Aye.
Dutton.
Aye.
Flores.
Aye.
Harmon.
Aye.
Hollingsworth.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kuhl.
Aye.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Machado.
Aye.
Maldonado.
Aye.
Marget.
Aye.
McClintock.
Aye.
Migdon. Negrete McLeod.
Aye.
Oropeza.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Parada.
Aye.
Ridley Thomas.
Aye.
Romero.
Aye.
Aye. Renner.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Semidian. Steinberg.
Aye.
Torlakson.
Aye.
Vincent. Wiggins.
Aye.
Weiland.
Aye.
Yee. Aye.
Ayes 35, noes 0. The resolution is adopted. Is there any other business to come before the House? Senator Parada, the desk is clear.
Stand in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene on Monday. Tomorrow will be check-in. Monday at 1:30. I want to point out that the Rules Committee will have an 11 o'clock hearing tomorrow morning to take up one appointee of the governor's. I also want to remind you that there are a few inaugural festivities taking place. There, in fact, has been somebody's constructed a temporary building over here for purposes that are unclear yet. But I do know that you can't come in this side of the building for a few days. The governor's inauguration will be at 11 a.m. on Friday at Memorial Auditorium. And then there'll be a lunch, and then I think a reception, and a ball that you can pay to get in. So I suspect most of us won't. So I suspect most of you will probably be catching earlier flights on Friday. So we encourage you to enjoy the festivities. I look forward to a wonderful year with you. And with that, we do stand adjourned until Monday at 1:30. Thank you.
Happy New Year. And with that, the Senate is in recess.